I described that one, Coach, as a gut check. Wasn't always pretty. Gallatin had the lead for most of the night, but he kind of hung in there until you caught him.
Yeah, we kept grinding, Tom. I was super proud of how well we played on defense. We talked all week about moving through their screens and handling and talk and communicating through that stuff. And I thought our defense was really good tonight. That was the best defensive game of the three that we played. And it showed that we were talking and moving. We can still talk more. We still need to rebound better, but our bigs did a really nice job of contesting shots.
Your bigs got some foul trouble. Seth did a good job of playing with four fouls in the fourth quarter because Hunter also had three fouls. Yep. So you kind of had to mix and match a little bit.
I was super proud of these two guys next to me, Gabe and Keith. If you want to talk to them tonight, you can. They were very well composed at the end of the game. Handled the pressure well, handled the ball well. We knew that they were going to trap us as we got the lead and put us on the free throw line. Mav did an awesome job there as well at the free throw line dealing with the pressure.
What did you feel like as a coach? We'll get to these guys here after I ask you this question. What did you feel like down by 5-6 points there late third into the early fourth? What did you feel like had to change for your team to turn it from a deficit into a lead?
Well, first, just keep our composure in that type of game because historically we've competed with really good teams. We've competed with Milan. This is a really good Gallatin team. They're 2-1 now, but they're very well coached. Coach Smith, right? Mm-hmm. Their new coach. He's got a great basketball pedigree, and they're going to be really good down the road. But keep our composure in that. Play a four-quarter game, and I knew we had the athleticism. We got guys that work out hard in the weight room. We've got guys that work on basketball all the time. Super, super proud of how they kept grinding because I knew it was in them. I knew it was in them the whole time. We've got great leaders from Seth to Keith to Braden Sager. Braden played a really good game on defense, matched up really well with number 20.
Yes, yeah, Boston Bell.
Boston Bell,
and we talked in the hospitality room. Here's what separates OK teams from really good teams: contesting shots.
Yes.
Yeah, and people are going to hit shots against you, but contest them to the best of your ability. If you do that, and the guys did that tonight, you got a chance to be pretty good.
Yep. Who do you want first, Tom?
Let's go, Keith.
Keith, here you go.
I talked to Tom a lot. I don't think I've ever talked to Tom before.
Late night basketball, late night interview here. Congratulations on the win.
Hey. Thanks, man.
How tough was it to kind of stay with that game when you just kind of felt like you were chasing Gallatin for about three quarters of the game? Was it kind of tough or frustrating, the fact you just couldn't feel like you'd catch them?
Yeah, it was rough on us, you know, just staying in the game and, you know, string some shots together and, you know, just get back after it. That's how we got the lead in the fourth.
How good did it – Gallatin's giving you some beatings. I know some different guys who have diplomas now, but how good did that feel to beat Gallatin after the last couple of years?
Yeah, it feels great, man. You know, they haven't held back on us any of the years, so, you know, it just feels great to get one against them.
It's late, so I'll let you go, but you guys were picked, what, sixth in the GRC? I know you're aware of that.
Yep.
The team that was picked first, you're playing Thursday night, Maysville.
Yep.
Is that in the back of your mind saying we want to prove a point?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we got to win. We have some winning mentality right now, you know. Like, I think we can get after and get one against them.
What do you feel like? What was the difference in the fourth quarter?
You know, just stringing shots together. Like, we hit a few threes, you know. Gabe put some shots on the board. You know, just everybody was contributing tonight. You know, we had a lot of different guys score a lot of points tonight.
Let's go over here to Gabe.
Yeah.
Give him the headset.
Let's go, boy.
I heard some late night excitement. You guys were pretty excited headed to the locker room there about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What did you feel like? What was the turning point in the fourth quarter as you look back at getting the lead and closing it out? Anything come to mind?
I mean, not really. Just once we got the lead, we just told each other to just keep chawing down on them.
You see, and I know Coach will probably be the first one to mention this in practice tomorrow as far as, you know, protecting the ball, not turning it over. You didn't have perfect moments in the fourth quarter, but it felt like you turned over the ball a couple times, but you didn't get your heads down and say, oh, man, here we go again. Here's another turnover. You fought to get that ball back, and yeah, I thought you really fought defensively. Is that something you guys talked about in the locker room?
That was our main point, was to, you know, hustle, be fast on defense.
I asked Kiefer because you've played Gallatin now in a lot of sports, but basketball here for 4 years, and you haven't had a lot of success against Gallatin, particularly on the basketball court. How good did that one feel to get to a victory on this floor?
It feels good. I mean, just like in football. It's the same thing.
It was exactly the same thing. They had your number in football. They had you in basketball. But things change, at least for tonight.
Yep.
You'll see him again in December, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. GRC game. How much are you looking forward to Maysville on Thursday?
I mean, we just got to get after it.
Next one up, right?
Yes.
Obviously, it's a tournament. How much are you guys talking about, you know, competing here in this Gallatin tournament, trying to get a championship by Saturday?
We talk about it a lot. I mean, coming in with the 4 seed, it's better than last year. We were coming in at the 8 seed.
Congratulations. See you Thursday.
See ya.
Gabe Slovak of the Trent Bulldogs. Let me ask you one last question here, Coach. I mentioned to the guys here, and I know it's been mentioned by you because you look for anything that you can to motivate kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys were picked 6 in
yes.
the GRC. Maysville, rightfully so, because they're good. They're 1 seed. They're picked 1. You got a chance not to win a conference game on Thursday, but you got a chance to play Maysville, and I know the guys are looking for that opportunity.
I'm excited for the guys, Tom. We have talked about how good Maysville is, and I'll be up front. I feel like they've put a lot together. I voted for them to be 1 because of just how good they were last year, but also how much work I know they put in this summer into basketball. And they do a really good job, really talented. We look forward to that challenge. We're excited for it. Being the 4 seed, I hope our guys feel like, hey, we could just get after it in this game. And, you know, these kind of games, anything can go.
When we talked in the hospitality room, last thing I told you before you left was you got to get that, you know, chance for you to get that goose egg off of the mm-hmm. W column. You did tonight. I know it's a different team. I know your team has experience a lot more than you did 2 years ago. But at some point, too, you don't want to go 0-3. You don't want to go into the consolation bracket. So just tell me how important it was to get that first win on the board.
For our guys' confidence, it's really important. They just, developing a team that believes in themselves. We talk a lot about having faith. We have some core principles that are on the board before every game, and one of them is faith. And you got to develop that. You got to learn how to win. And, last year we had 6 wins. We had a nice district win at the end of the season. Played well against Milan for a half. Second half, I've watched that film over and over and over again going against Coach Dabney, and we just missed shots. We played even a good second half. So the ability and the talents there, they just got to believe in themselves that they can do it and compete with anyone.
Mm-hmm. Put you in a good spot for tomorrow because you got things you can teach because mm-hmm. it wasn't perfect, you know, press break and all that in the fourth quarter,
yes.
avoiding turnovers. You did have some of those,
yeah.
but your fight was good.
Yes.
So, you know, there was some good, there was some not so good, but those are teachable moments.
Very teachable moments. We're going to watch some film. Unfortunately, the dreaded picture day is tomorrow, so we've got picture day as well. We are going to get some film, get our legs back under us because tournament week is a lot of wear and tear on our body. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to move the ball around a little bit, talk about things that we got to keep working on for Maysville.
Biggest step I think you guys took tonight, you've been in a handful of close games the last year and a half where you just couldn't figure out how to close out or things got tight or things like that. That didn't happen tonight. You found a way to close out a close one.
It didn't happen. We were strong with the ball. We kept talking about that in timeouts. You're going to see pressure you've not seen all game. You've got to be strong with the ball. In 3A, 2A, 4A high school basketball, if you're weak with the ball in fourth quarters, you're going to turn the ball over a lot. We were strong with it. Super proud of our guys.
Here's what Trent's going to like the most. We're sitting here at 10:35 on a Tuesday night. You get to play 5:45 on Thursday, a little bit earlier.
Yeah, a lot better.
Play over dinner time.
Yep, it's past my bedtime, Tom.
Mine too.
Sure.
Let's get on the road.
Yep, thank
Congrats,
you for everything.
Coach.
Appreciate it. Love all the coverage. Thank you for all you do.